Well, the UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting this morning following North Korea's nuclear test earlier today. President Obama calling the test a highly provocative act. North Korea says the test was aimed at coping with what it calls ferocious U.S. hostility that undermines what it describes as the North's peaceful sovereign right to launch satellites.
All right, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Have a conversation with Scott Bates. He's the president of the Center for National Policy. He's a national security and policy development expert. Mr. Bates, welcome to America's Radio News.
Great to be with you, Chris and Lori. Thanks.
I want to ask you about this. This is the third test coming out of the nuclear regime since 06, one during the Bush administration, two during the Obama administration. The response from the White House, quote, highly provocative. You couple this, which was a more powerful detonation of a nuclear device beneath the surface of the Earth, and then also the testing of long-range missile technology that the North Koreans are doing. Is this a little more than provocative? Maybe it rises to the level of threat against the United States?
Yes, I would say this is an emerging threat to American security, not just that of our Asian neighbors, but now even theoretically to the west coast of the United States, probably in the next few years to come, if this development of missile technology and nuclear miniaturization, as they call it, moves forward. They're not at that stage yet, but they're getting fairly close, because you can see the progression from in 2006, a comically bad test, which basically was a dud, to 2009 with it working, and now with the warhead smaller and more powerful, you can see that this is headed in one direction, which is a better capability, nuclear capability for North Korea.
So, Mr. Bates, what when you hear the White House response with, quote, highly provocative, is this the White House's attempt not to escalate unduly a situation, or do they just don't have a concept about what you just described about a threat to the west coast of the United States?
I think they understand the threat. What they're trying to do is to align all of our allies that can push maximum pressure on North Korea. So if you look at the reactions out of even Russia, China, there's a so-called five-party talks going on. All five of those parties right now, or at least the U.S., Japan, Russia, and China, are all together on saying that this is unacceptable behavior by North Korea, and it now sets the table for very hard measures against North Korea. Basically, by the South. South Korea is the one with the leverage, and China as well. And it's really going to be up to us to say to the Chinese, okay, we get that you like having this North Korean state there as a buffer against South Korea, but this is a danger and a destabilizer for all of Asia, and it's very important for us that you cut off aid to North Korea with these kind of provocations.
Now, you know, a lot of folks had really hoped that Kim Jong-il's son would actually bring a more open, less isolated leadership, but it seems he's following in his father's footsteps, Kim Jong-un, that is. Is there any way to turn that ship around and sort of appeal to the youth in him, or is this just something that's sort of embedded in this whole society, this whole administration, this whole, you know, family?
Think of them as a gang. You're talking about a small group of people at the very top of a pyramid. That's the military and the secret intelligence service in North Korea. They're the ones that benefit from running a totalitarian state. They're the ones that run all the businesses and take the skim. Kim Jong-il is essentially a figurehead, and so he's not really in charge of his own regime. He has to throw bones to those elements that are extreme in his military to show that he's a tough guy. And so he's nowhere near where his grandfather was in running the state, or even his lately departed deranged father. So I would say he's a very weak leader. He's not able to make a deal, and there won't be a deal until North Korea really, that regime itself feels the pain from international sanctions and pressure.
Now, we've heard a lot and we've talked a lot about Iran looking to possibly develop nuclear weapons. They've continued to deny it. Inspectors say otherwise. Do you think that North Korea is still way ahead of the game when it comes to nukes?
Well, they are, and the problem is North Korea likes to share its technology, so they are an exporter of nuclear technology and know-how. And, you know, we have to remember, the first nuclear bomb was made in 1945. The world has moved forward. So many societies now have this capability. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. So that's why it's really important there be an international consensus that, you know, more nuclear states is a threat to the stability of the globe as a whole. And this is probably probably one of the biggest security challenges that the U.S. faces in the years ahead.
Yeah, and does this, depending on what type of weapon this was, where does it put North Korea in respect to the Iranians who are also developing nuclear weapons that is widely viewed?
Well, they're ahead of Iran because they've tested, and testing goes a lot to what your real capability is. But if the Iranians were not under the pressure of the sanctions and they were going full throttle, Iran just has much more capability than North Korea as a society. They've got 80 million people as opposed to the 20-some million in North Korea. They've got the oil resources and the money. So that's why the tight sanctions regime on Iran has been holding back their development of nuclear weapons. And in that regard, it's a great way to compare because, you know, Iran should be way ahead of North Korea, and they just aren't.
All right. Scott Bates, he's the president of the Center for National Policy. He is a national security policy development expert. Mr. Bates, thank you very much for being here on America's Radio News.
Always a pleasure. See you the next time.